Welcome to the NewsRamp Education Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Friday morning, September 12th, 2025, and we have a lineup of education headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. State Roundup. Transit spending plan puts its budget on more solid ground. Crime is down, but more guns are available. State officials express grief, horror over MAGA activist Charlie Kirk's killing. Maryland officials are relieved as the transportation spending plan helps balance the budget for coming years. Health officials aim to clarify the confusing COVID vaccine landscape. While crime is down in Baltimore, the availability of guns is on the rise. The Board of Public Works approves funding to expand placements for foster children. Maryland leaders express grief over the killing of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Annapolis mayoral candidates present their cases before the upcoming primary election. Baltimore community organizations oppose Governor Wes Moore's plan for increased policing. Baltimore City Council President Zeke Cohen is named an Aspen Institute Ascend Fellow. Woodbridge Elementary successfully combats chronic absenteeism. Dr. Ben Carson's proposed solar farm faces challenges in Baltimore County. A lawsuit against Harford County by former tourism organization Visit Harford is dismissed.
Two major colleges team up with BrainFuse for student success. BrainFuse, a leading provider of online academic support, has partnered with Ivy Tech Community College and Northern Virginia Community College, NOVA, to offer live tutoring, writing support, and study tools to students. Ivy Tech, the largest accredited community college in the U.S., serves over 177,000 students in Indiana, while NOVA, one of the largest in the country, has six campuses in Northern Virginia. These collaborations aim to enhance student success in and out of the classroom, showcasing BrainFuse's commitment to providing high-quality academic support to diverse learners nationwide. With over 25 years of experience, BrainFuse continues to expand its services in higher education, supporting institutions in improving student outcomes.
Aligned Data Centers donates $100,000 to MicroWorks Foundation, championing skilled trades and future workforce development. Aligned Data Centers announced a $100,000 donation to the MicroWorks Foundation, supporting skilled trades and workforce development. This contribution highlights Align's commitment to bridging the skilled labor gap essential for critical infrastructure, such as data centers. The MicroWorks Foundation, founded by Mike Rowe, offers work ethic scholarships for in-demand skilled trades. Align's donation will directly support scholarship programs in welding, HVAC, electrical, plumbing, and more. This partnership reflects Align's dedication to workforce development and sustainable practices. Learn more at aligndc.com and microworks.org.
Code Ninjas debuts in Greensboro, bringing video game-based learning to kids. Code Ninjas, the nation's largest and fastest-growing kids coding franchise, is opening its newest location in Greensboro on September 20th. Located at 2961 Battleground Ave, the center will help children ages 5 to 14 learn computer coding, robotics, and other STEM skills through interactive video game projects. To celebrate the grand opening, Code Ninjas of Greensboro will host a community event on Saturday, September 20th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Families can enjoy free workshops, games, giveaways, prizes, and sweet treats. The Greensboro Chamber of Commerce will be on site to welcome the new business, and Miracle Dojos will make a $2,000 donation to Duke Children's Hospital. Families who register during the event will receive a founder's promotion, including a waived $50 registration fee and 10% off membership. Meet the local owners. The Greensboro Code Ninjas is proudly owned by Miles and Ashley Martin, a husband and wife team with deep roots in the triad. Miles has more than 20 years of experience in IT and cybersecurity, and together they share a passion for giving children opportunities to explore technology and coding. Code Ninjas helps children ages 5 to 14 build practical skills in coding, problem solving, and critical thinking through a structured curriculum modeled after martial arts. By the end of the program, each child will have created and published their own app, gaining real-world experience and confidence with technology in a fun, supportive setting. Code Ninjas Greensboro offers flexible weeknight drop-in sessions, weekend camps, and parents' night out events. UNCF Chicago hosts 42nd annual UNCF Walk for Education this Saturday at Burnham Park. The United Negro College Fund, UNCF, will host its 42nd annual Chicago Walk for Education this Saturday at Burnham Park. The event starts at 9 a.m. and aims to provide scholarships to students in need. Participants can choose between a 5K walk-run or a 10K bike-skate. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson and Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle will chair the event with Omnichannel radio personality Devontae Stone Pony Stone as the MC. The walk honors grand marshals including Dr. Macaline King, Reggie Summerize, Lady Vanessa Alexander, Donovan Isaac Juki the Kid, and Frankie Robinson. The event supports underrepresented college graduates and aims to increase college readiness and graduation rates. To register, visit uncf.org/chicagowalk. For more information and sponsorship opportunities, contact UNCF at 312-845-2200. Follow the event on social media using LaceUp4UNCF, UNCF Chicago, and UNCF Chicago.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Education Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.